One of my favorite things to do is to tease people, and especially those who love to be teased and can tease back so well. Whether it's priests or deacons or seminarians, whether it's staff, whether it's our servers, and especially teasing Father Morgan in front of the servers is one of my favorite things. But also my family. I grew up in a family of lots of teasers. And so we always look forward to those opportunities when we get together to razz each other, to tease each other. Of course, it's all in good spirit, but boy, do we love to recall those old stories. So today, you're going to get one of those stories. It's when two of my brothers were little rascals. They were real young, and it was a very hot day. And Grandma decided that my dad and my grandpa deserved a little cool, refreshing drink, an adult drink in a bottle. And these two little rascals were to take it out to Grandpa and Dad and give them a cool, refreshing drink. Well, as the evening went on, day went past, Mom was getting the boys cleaned up in the bathtub that night, and there was lots of belching and laughing. What happened to those little bottles? They were later discovered in a place that was very hidden, their playhouse. They went into the dark, where they thought they would not be caught, to do something they were not supposed to do. Doesn't that resemble all of us when we try to hide things that we're not supposed to do? And we learn this from very young on, of course. One of the first words I sometimes hear, especially when kids get to be about 2 years old, they can obviously be learning before then, but they learn the word no very well. They want to do their own thing. And how often we struggle against that broken inclination. We want to do things our way. We hear in our reading today this beautiful depiction in the gospel about how the struggle of humanity is to turn to the ways of darkness. It says here so beautifully, "For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. Whoever believes in him will not be condemned, but whoever does not believe in him already has been condemned, because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God. And this is the verdict, that the light came into the world, but people preferred darkness to light, because their works were evil. For everyone who does wicked things hates the light and does not come into the light, so that his works might not be exposed. But whoever lives the truth comes into the light, so that the works may be clearly seen as done in God." My brothers and sisters, this Lenten season is a time for us to see if there's any darkness that remains in our life, anything that is hidden that we may have held on to for years, some grudge against a sibling, a coworker, a neighbor, that we've never really let go, something we're clinging to because we've been hurt, and yet God desires to forgive us for clinging to that. He desires to bring us into the light and to be free. I find in my own life, the more I live in the light, the happier and the more joyful I am. But we know when there's something bothering our conscience, when there's something we struggle with, we tend to isolate, we go to those dark places so that nobody will see. But God always sees. And one day, all of us will know things as they are. It will all be revealed. And so if we struggle yet with whatever our principal struggles of sin are, gossip or judging, complaining, unforgiveness, uncharitableness, struggles with chastity or pride, all kinds of things, bring them into the light of God's mercy. God wants us to run to him in the confessional, to seek his mercy each day, because he did not come to condemn us, but to save us. And all we need to do is be humble enough to run to the Lord in our wickedness, our brokenness, and just ask for God's mercy. to be set free, to have new grace that sustains us to walk in the ways of righteousness and truth and goodness, and to be able to live that beautifully in the world today, no longer needing to carry the shame, certainly not guilt, because the sin is forgiven, but even to forgive ourselves. In order for us to be saved, all we need to do is to let ourselves be saved. God came into the world not to condemn it, but to save it. We see in the Old Testament reading from today the struggle of those in the Old Testament, this recorded in the book of Chronicles, and how they were struggling to not be faithful to God as it relates to the Sabbath. Today, in the world we live in, it seems that many have lost a sense of the sacred for whatever reason. And yet God has been so clear about the importance to come to Mass to receive the grace we need so as to live and empowered by God's grace. What a beautiful description we have in that second reading, which helps us really understand how grace works. Brothers and sisters, God is so rich in mercy because of the great love he had for us. Even when we were dead in transgressions, brought us to life with Christ. By grace, you have been saved, raised up with him, and seated with him in the heavens of Christ Jesus. It is in this beautiful gift of faith we hear, for by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from you, it is a pure gift from God. You and I are invited to receive the beautiful gifts, the supernatural virtues that God wants to give us, to rise above the struggle that we all have, to go to those places of darkness, to do the things we want to do, and then to keep those things hidden from God and others. And yet stepping into that weakness in humility before God and asking for grace and help, we realize we have new grace, new strength, new power. And with that comes new freedom, new joy, new peace. And it is Christ manifest more profoundly in the world we live in. If you haven't had a chance to get to confession yet, I invite you to do that, if at all possible, before we celebrate Easter, to allow ourselves to be freed from anything that holds us back, from remaining in darkness and coming into the light. Let's pray for that grace for each other.